Redskins Hall of Famer Art Monk is joining a large group of former players suing the National Football League over the long-term effects of concussions and a lack of concern for player safety. Monk is also reportedly suing helmet manufacturer Riddell.
Joining us now to talk about it, James Brown, host of NFL Today on CBS and Inside the NFL on Showtime. Great to have you here, JB.
Hillary and Sean, thank you very much for having me again. By the way, before we get started, my coworker Elizabeth Malia loves you on It's Academic.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, JB. Hey, you know Art Monk. You hear this news. What's your reaction?
I'm very surprised because Art is certainly a well-regarded, lived the right life, if you will, a model NFL player. So for Art to lend his name and be the lead plaintiff, if you will, the most marquee plaintiff, certainly brings a lot of eyeballs to this issue for sure, Hillary.
There are a growing number of retired players suing the NFL over this issue. They think it's a lack of concern by the league over their safety. And we're into the hundreds now in these lawsuits. Is there any way out for the NFL right now?
You know what, Sean, until I'm sure all the information comes out, there's no real way of knowing that. I certainly don't have any empirical data or a substantial amount of anecdotal evidence that would suggest that the league was being negligent by knowing how deleterious the effects were, but yet still encouraging these guys to play. Look, it is a brutal sport, and the guys sign up recognizing that. And I've had players, Antonio Freeman, an ex-Green Bay Packers player, punt returner as well, saying, look, I like the game the way it is. I need to have those who are outside the game, especially ex-players, legislate for us, because as long as I'm playing the game, I want to keep it the way it is. So they recognize what they sign up for. Not that it makes it right, though, Sean.
What kind of pressure is there going to be on, let's say, some guys who are in the league now? You would think some folks want to speak up, but you can almost envision a schism among players and management.
Well, I think the culture now, the atmosphere is such that players will speak up. You're seeing a lot of rule changes and policy changes now where there are more independent authorities, like a physician on the sidelines, a neurologist, who's got to be satisfied before a player can go back in the game. Back in the day, in the vernacular, if you will, Hillary, that wasn't the case. Players would just assume it was a ding, if you will, or had their quote-unquote bell rung, and they'd go back out there. That was expected. Now you don't find that because the culture and the environment is such that there's a lot more focus on it. Some will say because it's a very litigious environment that we're in. Others are saying, well, you know, Roger Goodell, the commissioner, is making player safety the number one focus.
In our final 30 seconds, we are concentrating, obviously, on head injuries suffered by players, but we haven't heard much on whether helmet manufacturers are trying to upgrade the technology to make it safer for the players currently playing.
And they are, Sean. There's no question about it. Charlie Cassidy, the ex-GM for the Redskins and my colleague at CBS Sports, has shown a couple times throughout this past NFL season where helmet manufacturers are doing a far better job. There's an awful lot of research and science going into it right now to do just that, and that's to protect the players.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much for being with us, JB.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Have a great evening.
You too. James Brown, host of NFL Today on CBS and Inside the NFL on Showtime.